Wistful Thinking is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome back to Wistful Thinking's summer series, where we are podcasting all about camp. Camp movies, camp hair, camp outs. Even my co-host, Jordan Pullen Clark, is reporting live from a real-life summer camp. Hello, Jordan.
Live from summer camp. It sounded like we were coming back from a commercial break, the way you said that. Not a commercial. I mean, a very long break, and we don't have commercials. But yeah. If you want to sponsor us, do let us know.
Oh, by all means. I could really use the money.
This podcast costs us money, so.
Does it?
Well, I pay for the movies and I pay for the food.
Oh, yeah. Fair. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we have both lived 1,000 lifetimes since we last recorded. And
for
also,
real?
I think, since we actually watched the movie that we're supposed to talk about today.
I watched half of it today.
Okay. Well, it's like I never watched it.
I mean, there's not a ton to remember anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's barely a movie. So anyway, this episode might be a little weird, but, you know, that's fine.
But truly, well, did you even say what movie it was?
Oh, Meatballs.
Is Meatballs.
From 1980?
Yeah, which we chose because it was just like a camp movie that we never saw that we felt like people saw.
Mm-hmm. And, like, definitely, we're going to be watching Wet Hot American Summer later this summer.
Yeah, which we know.
Draws heavily on Meatballs.
Yeah.
Didn't love it. It was interesting. I mean, there was, I don't know. Where do we even start?
I don't know. I wanted to talk about the 1,000 lifetimes we've lived first. Before, because there's, like, truly not a lot. Like, Meatballs has no plot.
None. And thank God, because the day that I watched it, I was so tired, and I couldn't follow any plots. I had to just sit and watch Bob Ross paint, because there's no plot to that.
There's no plot to that. I mean, there is, but it's very small, and it's the same plot every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. And it's really more about the sounds and the colors for me than anything else. But then I watched Meatballs, and it didn't have any plot, so I didn't really have to follow anything. That was fine. Didn't love it.
No, that's because it's not a good movie. And also, like, it was... fine, we're talking about the movie, fine. There was, like, parts of it that made me, like, uncomfortable and angry.
Then
there was parts that were funny also, because, like, yeah, Bill Murray's funny, and, like, it actually, the slapstick in this movie is very funny. There's a lot of, like, really funny, not a lot,
there's
few
some great
really funny visual
comedy.
Gags.
Yeah,
too.
Also, like, some, like, really lovely moments, too, of, like, and very balletic, like, a lot of it seemed, like, very, like, physically choreographed. Even the scene where Bill Murray tries to rape a woman. Surprisingly balletic. But other than that, didn't love it.
You know what I did love?
What?
That the woman that he tries to rape is... her and him have, like, essentially the same haircut and wear the same outfit.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Like, for most of the movie, her pants are slightly more flared, and her hair is much better than his hair.
Oh, yes.
But it was, like,
camp hair, I mean.
It was, like, that period of time, though, where, like, I appreciated that they didn't have him going after, like, you know, some, like, traditionally, like, a movie hot woman with, mm-hmm. like, you know, huge boobs, and, like, she was, like, flat-chested, her hair was really short, she, you know, dressed...
I thought she was a lesbian. I really did. And I was like, well, that's why she's not interested in Bill Murray. She's, like, very clearly coded as a lesbian to me, but maybe not. I don't know, because she does wind up with him at the end of the movie for
some
reason.
Definitely, like, have sex once, maybe, probably. I was angry about the rape part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was just, like, I almost had to turn it off. Like, it just kept going. And it
Yeah,
was
it really
played
did go
off.
on for a long time.
It was played off like a fun wrestling scene
Yeah.
where he was having fun and she was like, get off me, get
Clearly
off me,
not
get
having
off me,
fun.
stop, 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 for like 5 minutes. And he does not stop.
And then somebody else walks into the room and he pretends jokingly that she is attacking him, which I did not appreciate.
No. And then, like, either right before that or right after that, I started Googling Bill Murray, and it's like he's a shithead in real life. And then I got even angrier.
Ivan Reitman, who directed this, wasn't even sure if he would be in the movie because he like didn't give him a like firm yes or no, and like 100% had no idea whether or not he would show up on day one to shoot.
And that seems like a pretty common story for people who've worked with him.
Yeah, he has like this like apocryphal voicemail box that like people just call and say like, hey, Bill Murray, I would really like you to be in my movie. Will you be in my movie? And then they just have to hope that he shows up.
But he also like was accused of like being physically and emotionally abusive towards his spouses too. He's been married twice. And that's super not cool, man.
Nope.
And it's like everyone r blows it off as like, oh, he's just like quirky and
Oh, he's just being
he's
funny.
an
He's
artist
just
and
joking around. Boys will be boys. They're just he's just it
no,
was
but
just a
even like
joke.
the on set stuff like kind of gets like written off in the industry, it seems like, as
Well,
you
yeah.
know, he's eccentric, and it's like, no, man, he's a dick.
Yeah.
And like he gets away with it because he's funny, and he is very funny in this. But like, who cares if you're a bad person, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, there is some nice sunshine sparkle in it, though. Some nice
I
sunshine
also really
sparkle.
liked there was it was a nice like they the one part that kind of was a plot that tried to happen was that's how you say that, right?
Oh, yeah. Very
Okay.
technical term.
Was like his Bill Murray's relationship with this like young kind of outcast camper. And like that's nice.
Because neither of them can actually relate to literally any other human being in the camp.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true. But as a as an also outcast
Yeah, no,
camper.
I get it. I was actually going to suggest to you that maybe you should find another, like an outcast child to mentor and go running with.
It's well the thing is like when you're in a place where everything is just like activity all the time, you don't really see those kids. They're
Right.
either like off doing something quieter or they just get kind of lost, you know?
For sure. Or they just like wander off into the woods. I, side note, watched a Care Bear movie where these three kids who were bad at camp things like run off into the woods and they're like, we're running away from camp. And then the Care Bears are like, oh no. We can sense that somewhere in the world people are not caring enough, and they go and they try and save the day. It was not good.
Why didn't you watch that?
I was, you know, it was like the middle of the day, and I was tired, and I, again, like, my brain couldn't really handle anything else. And also for research, I was like, this is a camp movie.
Was it an old Care Bears movie
Yeah, it
or a
was from
new
like
Care Bears movie?
1989.
Okay, I can I that's better.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but
wistful
it
thinking relevant. It wasn't just, you know, like a random Care Bear movie. I was hoping it was good.
I also really liked in the, I'm looking at my notes now. I also really liked there was a time where like the CITs and the counselors went on a camp out, which leads me to the question, who was watching the kids? But this also seemed like a camp that didn't really have any kids, so
Yeah, which is weird because they shot this while camp was actually
there
happening.
was like no kids at this camp.
Yeah.
But
Which is probably just like labor law thing, you know.
yeah,
Which I think is why we're gonna find that most summer camp movies like don't actually
don't
have
have,
a
yeah.
ton of like actual kids. But at the same time, this is a reverse situation of where are the adults? Where are the children? Who's
I
looking after
added,
them?
that's what I just added to our list. It says, where are the kids?
There you go.
There's so the CITs go away, and like all of them are just like they want to like get laid, which seems real, by the
Of course it
way.
seems
Person
real.
who is at
Of course
camp,
it is real.
very real.
Duh.
To the point where like when I got here, like I work in one of the spaces that is filled with soft things. And everyone's like, no, yeah, lock that. Make sure you lock that all the time. Lock it. Never keep it open. Lock all the windows. Okay. But so these two CITs who like I don't remember from any other part of the movie are making out, and there's like a very artfully shot close-up of them making out. Do you remember this part?
I don't think so, but there were a lot of small, like stolen moments of really beautiful, artfully shot
And
things.
so they're making out, and she calls him by his first name. I think his name's Bobby, and he's like, "Don't call me that. My grandma calls me that."
Oh, I do remember this.
And so then he tells her what to call him. It's like his last name or whatever. It's what everyone calls him because everyone has a camp nickname, which is also real, by the way. And it was just like so sweet, and then they just
Yeah.
like kept making out, but in a way that like was like actually so hot. Like it was not like it wasn't gross. It was like very sweet, but like it looked real. Like I don't know. I liked. It was like surprising, and then it was like also why is this here?
Yeah. And who are these people?
Are they in the
This
rest
is
of the movie?
two
Like,
interloping adults. They
but.
don't even work
It
at the
was
camp.
the guy did have the best perm in the movie. And it was another like she didn't have a perm, but they did have the same color hair. It was another like pairing of like pair up the people who like kind of look alike.
There was a frizzy red-headed counselor in training that really made me laugh so many
Yeah, that was
times.
her. She that was
Oh,
her in
that
this
was
with
that
the
her?
guy.
Okay,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think, I mean, unless there was two of them, I think there was only one.
Well, she was the one who there was a baseball game question mark at some point,
Really
softball
don't
game.
remember the
I don't know,
beginning of the
but
movie.
she's wearing like she has like pigtail braids in her hair, and she's wearing this like straw hat with flowers on it, and looks like Anne of Green Gables, and then gets like attacked by a swarm of bees. It made me laugh so
Remember that
hard.
at all.
Yeah, well, it was a small moment. There was another like really beautiful shot, which I think they probably it was like a single sunset that they shot, and then they cut it up and used it multiple times throughout the movie as like a time passing interstitial something whatever. And because it's like the course of a single sunset, it works to mark time over like the whole summer, you know, because it's like time passing. I thought that was really nice. And like just a, you know, beautiful, peaceful moment in between all the other stuff. Also, a lot of the shots of them like running in the woods, I found really like meditative and beautiful.
Even the part where he runs the race at the end
No
for
recollection of that. By the time the movie was over, I was 1,000% checked out, not at
okay,
all
so
invested.
they like actually have that payoff, the time that they
Oh,
spend running together.
yeah.
Oh, Bill Murray and the kid, they like they need a runner for the whatever games they're playing at the end.
Because they're competing against the rich kid camp, right?
Yeah, also not like I mean all the camps where I am are rich kid camps, but the competing against other camps things also real. I have to like drive kids to other camps to like do competitions there.
Interesting. Like circus competitions or just
No,
general?
I'm teaching gymnastics.
Oh, okay.
Oh right, so he's running at the end in this race against a kid from the other camp, and like it's kind of like a montage of the race, but the first part of it, the first like 30 seconds or minute that they're showing it, is silent. And then once you see that he's gonna win, they start playing like the triumphant
Oh,
music.
that's
But it was
nice.
like, yeah, it was really nice actually.
The
One of the
last, what were you gonna say?
competitions that they had to do was cup second.
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
What's the nerdy kid's name? The one nerdy kid.
Oh, I have no idea.
You know, like, because you go to camp and there's only one nerdy kid.
Yeah, definitely.
He had a name, whatever. The competition that he did was like they had to stack like cups and saucers and walk back and forth. You don't remember
Interesting.
that?
No, not
It was
really.
so weird. He won. He won.
Oh, good for him. The last thing that I took a note about was, oh, their campfire song made me cry, but I have no idea at what point in the movie that that happened.
There was a lot of good songs in this movie. Are you ta which I think I know which one you mean. Like the one that they sing.
I think so. Yeah, they're like sitting around a campfire and singing. I don't know what they were singing about. I think they were just singing about like
It's just like a
camp
silly
things.
song, yeah. That was like a little bit dirty and then a little bit, wholesome. There's two, if I'm remembering it correctly, there's two songs that sound like they were made just for this movie. This is like the time where like in the credits of a movie, there will be like a song that has like says the whole plot of the movie. We're like just coming up on that time now, 1980. And so there was one song in the movie that where they said the word meatballs a bunch of times, and then there
know,
was another.
I always like to casually work meatballs into my lyrics. Sing about meatballs. I do love meatballs, and I have been craving a meatball sandwich, although I have not yet gotten one, and I don't know what's stopping me.
We do this. There's a thing at my camp every morning where every person at the camp goes to one place and they all sing together. And it's like karaoke, like they'll put the words up and you sing it.
Interesting. I'm not sure if I love that or hate that,
And
or
it's
would
mostly
love it or
like
hate it.
it's I love it. I don't go
Yeah.
to it in the morning because I'm usually getting ready to teach, but I did go to it once and I was like, oh no, I love this.
Yeah, I just, groups of people singing together make me cry. There's just something, because like everyone's just agreeing to do this thing that's like really vulnerable and like, you know, and also I just think that like the resonance of the human voice, like singing together, there's something very spiritual
That's
about it.
why I love it. I
Yeah.
know.
I just, but I hate mornings. I hate groups of people in the morning.
Yes.
So it could go either way.
But it's the same like slew of like 15 songs that they sing over. They rotate them every day or whatever, but it's
Gotcha.
not that many different songs. And one of them is definitely a song where they sing about meatballs. It's like one of the only ones that I was like, "What is this song? I do not know this."
Does your camp have like a morning radio show like Meatballs does?
No, Camp Nowhere has, we haven't watched Camp Nowhere yet, but Camp Nowhere has one of those too.
Yeah.
I wish we did. That'd be cool. We don't have
Intercom?
no. There's no. People
That
have
seems like a safety
walkie-talkies.
issue,
No.
you know?
Well, I we no. We do have like that. Like if there's an emergency, we do have something for that. But we don't like say stuff over it. Everything here is done by a bell, like a
Interesting.
bell that someone has to go ring.
How quaint.
It kind of is. It's nice, and
Yeah.
there are no clocks anywhere at this camp.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, it's a bad thing for me because I can't. I mean, I could, but like, it's not. You don't usually wear a watch to coach gymnastics because,
Right.
like, you don't wear anything. Like, you don't because you spot people. You don't want to. So like, I never wear a watch, and I'm not gonna start. But so I'm constantly just like yelling out, like, "Who knows what time it is?"
You need to get one of those coach things that you wear around your neck that like can time people and then also has a clock.
Stopwatch?
Yeah, one of those
I have a
sports.
stopwatch. You can't wear that either. It swings
Oh,
around.
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I do have one of those coach things. I have a whistle too. I never use my whistle though.
I would not only be using my whistle all the time, I would also be like swinging it around my fingers like a sexy
I do that. I have
lifeguard.
I have my keys on a thing like that, and that's one of my favorite activities.
I mean, what else is there to do at camp?
And also, like, how else do you look important other than swinging your keys around?
Yeah. And then no one can ever get too close to you because they might get smacked in the face. Maintain your personal space.
Mm-hmm. No, I used to teach at a place where we used whistles all the time, and it's, like, so loud and irritating. Mm. And it's not like
that's true. Especially in a big echoey space.
Yeah. I'm reading my notes from the beginning of the movie, trying to remember the beginning of the movie, and I still don't really.
The only thing I remember from the beginning is Bill Murray gets out of bed and stands up and screams at the top of his lungs in pain, and that's exactly how I feel every morning.
Because that was, like, your favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, representation matters.
But also, like, Bill Murray in this and in everything else just, like, has a face that looks like it's in pain all the time. Mm-hmm.
True. Resting pain face.
Yeah. Which is part of the reason why he's funny.
Right. That's definitely true.
I wrote that there were very mixed clothing messages because some people had turtlenecks and some people had no shirts at all.
Actually, yeah, the costumes in this were fantastic. Like, they were just, like, really kooky and fun.
But also, nobody ever looks hot or sweaty. That's, like, one of my number one complaints about these movies so far.
I think it's because they shot it in, like, Northern Ontario in August.
I'm sure they always shoot it somewhere where it's not actually hot. But, like, what a lie. Like, camp is disgusting.
So sweaty all the time.
I was mad because they, like, had a meeting with the CITs, like, after the kids already got there. Mm-hmm. And they were like, cool, great, CITs, now it's time to learn the rules. Like, dude, the kids are there already, I think it's too late.
Oh, so many good hats in this movie. There was just an array of great hats that I really enjoyed.
I thought it was really funny one time where Bill Murray was, like, making the announcements over the speaker. And he said, hey, you on the water skis, and it made a water skier fall over. There was just, like, a bunch of little things like that that were so funny. Like, he also, there's, like, one room that they were in that had, like, graffiti all over the walls, and one of the, on the door, it just said door really big, like, someone had spray painted it, and then someone had written underneath it with an arrow, no kidding. Just little things like that were fun.
Yeah.
It definitely, like, gave the movie a personality without having to give it a plot.
Yeah, because it's just like a loose collection of moments and montages and, like, set pieces. And that's really... And then Bill Murray being Bill Murray, and that's kind of it.
When the credits ran, do you remember what the first thing in the credits were?
Of course not.
It was a list of all the music. That was the first thing when the movie ended in the credits. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. Like, at least not in a non-musical or non-music movie.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I might have noticed that, because that does sound vaguely familiar, but it didn't stick. What do we talk about next?
If you had a camp nickname, what would it be?
Ooh, if I had a camp nickname. Oh, no. I've literally never thought about this before. What's usually the origin of people's camp nicknames? Or, like, how do they form? What are they usually, like?
It usually comes from somebody else. Like, you don't give yourself your own nickname.
Of course, of course.
I think
so
it's, like,
what would my camp nickname be?
It seems like a real mix of things. Like, sometimes it has to do with, like, where you're from. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it has to do with, like, something about your personality. Mm-hmm. But it seems to be just, like, something that, like, accidentally sticks.
For whatever reason. I was watching a bad movie the other day, and somebody was wearing a baseball hat that said Art Baby. And I felt extremely drawn to that baseball hat. So maybe Art Baby, yeah, but I'm not sure. Like you said, you can't really give one to yourself.
No, you can't. I mean, you can't really, no.
Do you have a camp nickname?
No. I keep being like, I need one. I want to get one. But you know you can't. I just got to wait for it to happen.
Right. It has to happen naturally.
Yeah. I do have a nickname, at the school where I usually teach, and it came from, I have this rule when I teach kids, if I mess up their name, which I do constantly, if I mess up their name, they're allowed to make up a new name for me. And so I have, like, different nicknames in different classes, but one time, like, 4 years ago, like, a long time ago, I did that with a kid, and she called me Georgie, and that one, like, legit stuck. Like, a lot of kids call me that.
I love that as a name for you.
Yeah, it's a good one. So that's, like, if it's not, like, real, because, like, not everyone uses it, but, like, if I were to have a nickname, that's it, at least at my other place where I work.
That's very cute. I like it a lot.
And then it got, like, all these, like, so, like, I had a group of kids that knew that, but then they wanted to make up another one, so, like, it got all these, like, extensions. Like, one of the kids calls me Georgenberg, which is very funny. Today, I had a kid do that, and what did she say? It was like, they keep choosing ones that are, like, too long to be truly good nicknames.
Yeah.
It was, like, Princess Cookie Pants or something.
In a recent episode, it might have been our last episode, I'm not sure, I don't remember, but you were talking about how when you wear short shorts, when you do circus things, it makes you feel invincible and strong. And I was like, man, I need to find something like that in my life. And I did.
What is it?
I got a tool belt, and it makes me feel unstoppable.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of tools are in it?
Well, it depends on, like, what I'm doing. Sometimes I just put my phone in it because I don't actually really need to be carrying tools around with me. But also I'm wearing, like, compression tights that don't have pockets in them, so it works out. But it's usually, like, several different kinds of, like, flower cutting tools and knives and shears and scissors and et cetera.
That's so neat.
Some zip ties, some wire, you know.
Maybe your nickname could be Tool Belt.
Oh my god, what a dream I didn't even know I had. I love it.
If you keep wearing it, like, places where, like, you don't need to be wearing a tool belt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my goal is to at all times need to be wearing the tool belt, just so that I can be like, oh, what's that you need? A zip tie? That's cool, because I have one right here, you know?
Yes.
Well, totally. What I've been working towards for years.
It's like kind of like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. But with it's like a Tim the Toolman Taylor meets Mary Poppins, which is really extremely my vibe in general, I think.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Just a bottomless tool belt would be great.
I can't wear my short shorts here because they're very conservative. Oh. Not, like, really conservative, but, like...
Yeah.
Definitely have to be careful about certain stuff, it feels like.
Interesting.
Like, I fell down the stairs a week ago and got the most beautiful bruise in the entire world on my butt. Oh, my God. It was incredible. But all I want to do is walk around and show it to people. But I can't do that here.
Yeah. I mean, not as, like... You definitely can't show your butt to the kids.
No.
And you shouldn't probably show your butt to coworkers in general.
Well, I do.
Especially
my other
not
job.
If you're a boss. Yeah.
I do my other job. But it's a circus job. It's circuses. Circus people are different.
Yeah.
But, like, I forget that.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, really strange to be around a bunch of normal people.
Yeah. I mean, being around normal people is always hard. Because they're... normal and talking about weird normal people things.
Also, they're, like, probably not normal, but, like, whatever.
Well, there is no such thing as normal, really, but there's, like, you know, normies.
Yeah.
Who are, you know,
that's what, like,
talk about boring things.
Like, that's, like, truly just what I feel here is, like, I cannot fit into large groups of people because I feel like such a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, large groups of, like, normal people. Normal. Yeah. I'm doing quotes, but, like, you know what I mean.
Of course I know what you
mean.
It's
just, like...
I feel the exact same way.
It's so weird. And, like, they're... I assume and I think, like, they're accepting of me. Mm-hmm. But it's me being, like, I don't wanna. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I totally know. I just feeling like you have... there's nothing you can talk about because your lives are so vastly different
Well, I
that
mean,
it's
I don't
just
even.
like it would require so much explaining. It's
Yes,
like, well,
exactly. Yes,
yeah.
exactly. It's like, I just, you don't understand. And like, part of me wants to be like, well, it's part of it is because, like, I don't even know how to talk about anything except circus anymore. But that's not true because I talk to you all the time. And you don't know anything about circus.
Yeah, but I'm also pretty far out on the weirdo scale.
Yeah, like, weirdo, yeah. But it makes me want to, like, go work at a weirdo camp, like a camp full of me's.
Yeah, which
But
I'm
then I'm
sure
also
exists somewhere.
like, yeah, I'm sure it exists. I'm sure there's some like art camp or theater camp. I'm sure circus camp is different. But it also makes me want to be like here and like keep being different, but also keep fitting in at the same time. So that, like, I don't know, maybe some kid is like, oh, she seemed weird, cool, maybe I could be like that. Or I
Yeah.
don't know, just like anything, you know? Like, even like one of the girls was like a little girl in one of my classes was like, you have muscles like a man. And I was
Oh.
like, no, I have muscles like a strong woman. Like, even stuff like that like
Yeah.
they just aren't used to or like isn't part of their world or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it can be like really important, like especially kids who might come from like a very, conservative place or like whatever, to just like see adults who are doing different things with their lives and just like, like daring to do what they want to do with their life and be who they are, which I think like a lot of kids don't have modeled for them. So to like go someplace and like see, like, oh, they're different. I'm a little different. Like, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's definitely like a lot of like it's a lot of like teachers and like gym teachers who like come here, you know, because that's they have the summer off.
Right.
So a lot of the staff is kind of just like normal, like that's who they are, but yeah, there's some weirdos too.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that there's weirdo representation among your staff. Speaking of weirdo camp, one of the other movies that I watched was a movie whose name I this means I'm old now that I want to call it So You Think You Can Cheerlead, even though I know that that is not the title. It's not the title. What is it called, Jordan? I know you know.
I don't know. Is it Bring It On?
No,
A
it's
different cheerleader movie? That's the
yeah.
only cheerleader movie I know.
The gay one.
So you. No, wanted to say, so you want to be
But I'm a cheerleader. Is it
cheerleader?
just
It's
called But I'm
called
a
But I'm a
Cheerleader?
Cheerleader, yeah. But
Okay.
I'm a Cheerleader.
I mean, what a perfect movie. It's
I
really
want to so want to
wonderful.
watch it again. I haven't seen it since I was in high school.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it in probably at least 10 years. And I mean, it's very sad because it is about this group of kids that is sent to gay conversion therapy. But but that goes horribly awry.
Yeah,
And
because
it
you put a bunch of gay kids together and then told them not to be gay, except you gave them a bunch of people to be gay with. Yeah.
Yeah. But like that movie is it's so funny and so good and like just really takes it all to town, and the
Also, just
production
like.
design is incredible and it like just and there's so many good people in it. I
That's what I was gonna say is
forgot.
like, I don't remember anything about it, but I
Oh
just
my God.
remember being like, oh my God, Natasha Lyonne, like Clea DuVall, like. Couple of
And
weirdos, like, this is amazing.
Melanie Lynskey is in the house too. Yeah,
Oh.
and there is a whole other goth character that isn't Clea DuVall. I don't know what her name is, but I was like, wow, this is like some serious teen goth representation. RuPaul is in it. Julie Delpy shows up at this gay bar that they go to, and I almost passed out because I completely forgot. And she just looks so beautiful and angelic. Who else? Oh, Kathy Moriarty, who is in Casper. She plays the main lady in Casper. She is the lady at the. She's the one who is like running the conversion therapy, which they refer to as a camp, but like. I feel like for it to really be a camp movie, people need to be like co-located in multiple smaller dwellings, whereas in this movie it's just one Queen Anne style Victorian house.
That's not camp.
I mean, it's camp, but not that kind of camp. Yes. And it's so good. It's so funny. It's so sweet. It's wonderful. I just highly recommend it. And I will allow it under this camp umbrella.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should watch it again.
What else were we gonna talk about? I'm doing a really good job at driving this bus.
Not related really, but I keep meaning to message you that, like, did you see the internet's like kind of excited because Drop Dead Gorgeous is streaming now?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Yeah. There's a
I'm
lot of
excited.
people. No,
I'm
you go.
excited that like a lot of people are going to be rewatching it and seeing it for the
Yeah.
first
Well, that's
time.
like already what I see happening.
Yeah.
And they're going like, "Wow, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. Wow, yeah, it's like really good."
Yeah. Oh, it is. Just so good. Oh, we were going to talk about how it's been many
A
lifetimes
lifetime.
since we last recorded.
Just like that's what camp feels like. Like I never have one. I've had 2 days off in the last 3 weeks. And like it's like a little bit like Groundhog Day, where like every day is kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Even though it is like there are some different things that happen, but like I don't know, you get up, you eat breakfast, you go teach, you eat lunch, you go teach, you eat dinner, like that's it, that's the whole day. And there's just like, you know, mobs of kids everywhere and like kids coming through, and I'm like trying to remember 300 names. Like it's
Yeah,
just
that's a
like
lot of children.
it's like so much. It like simultaneously feels like years and also like so fast. Like it also already feels like it's almost over. And it's also like really weird to be like, this is a put like, first of all, people who work here come back over and over and over. People have been here for like 20 years working. But also a lot of people who went to camp here now work here. So they've been coming back since they were kids. So it's also like a weird cult that like I'm not a part of.
Yeah.
And like everyone like speaks its language and like knows what's going on, and I'm always like, but what's going on? And I like never know. And I'm like totally resigned to that also because nobody cares when I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's like real confusing. And I feel like by the time I start to figure it out, it's just gonna be over.
Yeah, that's
It's
probably true.
really strange.
Yeah. But remember how when we watched Little Darlings and at the end you were like, I'm mad that they're best friends now?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like because camp is this, like, weirdly intensely short but long time, and you're like isolated from other people, that's, I don't, what am I trying to say? Like, do you feel like you are like more understanding of the fact that like they somehow formed this weird bond in camp
I don't
as
know,
two
maybe.
outcasts?
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe.
Yeah. I remembered that I went to so many more camps than I remembered.
Oh, which ones?
I went to like a nature camp in my town for several years, and I was just lamenting today that I am so bad at being outside in the summertime because I would love to work at a camp like that, like take kids on hikes and like
Yeah.
yell about how the trees can talk to each other. Did you know that trees can talk to each other? Anyway, so I remembered I did that one, and I don't remember what the other ones were. So never mind. Oh, like various like arts and crafts camps, you know, that sort of thing. Band camp. Did I mention band camp?
I think we've talked about band camp.
Okay, yeah. So that was like the earliest like sleepaway camp. No, that's not true. In middle school, as like a school trip, we went on like an overnight, maybe a weekend trip to a camp where we stayed in cabins. I feel like there was another one that I remembered that I was missing. Theater camps. And
I'll pay money
I just
for the Peter Pan video.
Oh God. But it did get me thinking about like privilege and like what kids get to do what and where in the summer.
Yeah. So I'm like actually very angry about like a couple things. Like, yeah, like definitely I don't want to like say too much about it because it's like I don't want to come on this podcast and like publicly like shit on. I actually really like it here.
Yeah.
I really like working here. I'm treated very well. Like I'm lucky to be here doing this. Mm-hmm. But there are some things, first of all, that happen at traditional camps that I find very problematic.
Oh, you mean like all of the appropriation of Native American imagery?
Yes, although there isn't much of that.
Oh, that's
that
good.
I've experienced. But I know yeah. other people who've worked at other camps who have, like, yes, yes. But even just, like, everything is separated into boys and girls.
Mm.
Is, like, not, to me, like, is less and less having its place in our, like, modern society.
Yeah.
Except it's really not. Like, when you look at everything, everything's still split that way.
Right.
It's just that, like, where I teach regularly and where I live, it's like a very open conversation
mm-hmm.
about that kind of thing. And also in circus, we don't ever bother to split anyone up because that's not how circus works.
Right.
You know, like definitely there are places where women get pushed to do one thing and men get pushed to do other things. And you can see that as a problem, like in circus in general, when you like go see a circus show, you can see that at the higher level schools, that's what's happening. But where I work, that's not a thing. And we're really lucky that that's not a thing. And like the conversation about gender and being gender fluid is like a very open one,
mm-hmm.
That we're all having. And like, it's like very upsetting to come somewhere and be like, oh, right.
Where it's
the
so
rest
regimented.
Of the world is so behind on
yeah.
this.
I wonder how much of that, I mean, that's definitely just part of like our culture, but I wonder how much of that is just like a liability issue of like trying to keep them from fucking each other.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, like I was in a bunk the other week and like the girls were talking about that, like, you know, teenage girls, and they were like, yeah, but like, what if one of our counselors was a lesbian? Like, you wouldn't, and like,
well,
yeah, that's a different problem if it's a counselor and like a group
right.
of teenagers.
Right, right,
but
right.
also some of the counselors here aren't really that much older than the teenagers.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, like, yeah, fair point, kid.
But also, I mean, that is a, I guess, understandably, because these kids that are talking are still children, like, an understandably, like, limited understanding of, like, how lesbians work. Like,
yeah, but, like, okay, so couldn't you make the same argument of, like,
yeah.
this is just devil, like, this is very complicated.
Yeah.
Just, but devil's advocate, like, couldn't you then say the same thing about, like, putting
how
a boy and a girl together,
yeah.
like,
yeah. Sure.
Like, a male wouldn't necessarily be attracted to a female just because they were a female.
Right.
I don't know, it's obviously, like, very complicated, and, like, just, ugh. You know? But so, yeah, and also, like, so I grew up in a place where, you know, there were wealthy kids and there were not wealthy kids. And, you know, everybody knew. And so it's, like, really strange to now be around basically, like, all the kids who were, like, the wealthy kids from where I'm from.
Right.
Like.
And they're all there together in one place.
Yeah. And it's.
Interesting.
Weird. Because it's, like, no, you all were mean to me growing up, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, you made me uncomfortable or whatever.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting that you have to kind of, like, confront and, like, relive
yeah.
so much of, which I guess kind of happens, like, anytime you're around kids. Like, it reminds you that, like, oh, I was once that age. And, like, thinking about, like, what you went through and how it was to be that old, like, that
well,
age. And
yeah, and even coming here and feeling like a weirdo, like, amongst mm-hmm. the adult staff, brings back some of that.
Yeah.
Of like, yeah, like feeling like a weirdo and like not knowing what to do with myself when I feel that way. And like the amount of anxiety that that creates, like the amount of anxiety that's just created by not being a person who like wants to go join large groups of people. Like that's all that happens here is like
Yeah.
large groups of people doing
Doing things
stuff
together. Yeah. Oh, what a
noisily.
nightmare.
And like, yeah, like I'm just not super interested in that in general. But I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, I hope I'm not like judged poorly by, you know, not wanting to participate in that because I'm actually like a nice person who, you know, has a lot of really good qualities. I just happen to not like that. And it's even like I have to go do certain stuff. So like I have to go participate and like it's really hard.
Yeah.
And I have like explained to it, like, because like the other adults who are there, I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is just really hard for me to like be here with all this noise and like you all know each other and you all know the kids and like I don't and like, you know, I'm not a bitch even though I have resting bitch face right now, basically.
Yeah. Well, see, this is why you should find an outsider child to mentor, and
Yeah.
you can learn from each other.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That sounds like very isolating, and I would be probably crying myself to sleep every night. So if you're
Well,
not
the only
doing that
reason
your
I'm
way,
not
honey.
is, well, actually, I mean, I think I've kind of learned to deal with this
Yeah.
because it happens everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also
And
am like, fine, I don't want to join your shitty
well,
club.
yeah,
I'm just gonna go
exactly.
read a book by
Or or
myself.
and the other thing too is like stuff like social stuff kind of happens naturally if you let it.
Yeah.
But for I don't think I'm the only one. It's like it just doesn't happen that quickly. You can't
Right.
force that kind of thing. Unless like sometimes it gets forced naturally, like there are reasons, but like if you don't have those reasons and you're not a person who's like super outgoing, it's like you just have to be like slightly more patient about it, which is really hard.
Yeah.
But also like there are circus people here, so whatever, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So like that's been helpful. 'Cause they're here.
Yeah, we just had like 60 something people at the house, like upwards of 60 people. And it's like this big family reunion that they do every year. And I've been a part of this family for like 8 years now, 7 or 8 years, and like just finally am I starting to feel like I am like a part of it too. Which is like through no fault of theirs. They're super welcoming, but I'm just like, oh my God, there's just so many people and I don't know what to talk to them about because I'm just gonna say something weird
Like, what do
and
people
then
talk about? Like, I truly
I
don't
don't
get it.
know.
I truly don't know how
I
you
mean,
like start small talk or like conversations with people you don't know.
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, but I can like immediately get extremely like into like an extremely like weird and deep conversation with somebody I don't know. You know, like the next thing you know, we're like talking about death or something, and it's just like I don't know how this happens, but I just literally don't know how to have a normal conversation with people. So here we are, you know, which is like sometimes really good, and then most of the time just wildly inconvenient. Because I would like to pass as a normal person if I could, but there's just nothing,
No, yeah, like
nothing about me has ever been normal, which I'm mostly fine with now as an adult.
but it's hard when you're around
Tons of
people
people
who
who
aren't
are
like
like,
you.
yeah, and like want you to join, and you're just like, oh, but this is just not my thing.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, like I want to, but like not like this. Like I
But
don't.
not
Yeah,
actually.
yeah. My thing, part of like, okay, here's the top three things that I want to talk about, and none of them are things that regular people can talk about. It's I'm like, and I've been thinking, I'm like, oh, should I just be like working on expanding this list of like, Like, because it's like, it's okay. So, like, obviously, I want to
I,
talk about
by the way,
circus.
I'm giggling and cackling because I'm identifying so much with what you're saying. I'm not laughing at you. I am
Of course, you're
laughing
not.
in deep shame and
Okay.
recognition.
Well, I'm going to tell you my top three, and then you tell me your top three. Can you do three? Is that easy?
Do I have to stop at three? Because I
No.
there's like a there's a whole suite of topics, but
Okay.
none of them are normal.
Okay.
So anyway.
So the first thing I want to talk about is obviously like circus and like weird body stuff.
Sure.
And then like weird, like nerdy body stuff.
Can you give us an example?
Yeah, like when I it happens sometimes when I teach and I can't tell if the kids are like, "Yeah, I get it," or the kids are like, "What is this crazy lady talking about?" Like I want to talk about like do your arms go above your head? Like can you lift your arms above your head? And then when you do, what do your shoulders look like? Same thing for like hips, like weird stuff like that.
So range of joint, range of motion and joint placement.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
yes. And yeah, okay, so that's the first thing. Then the next thing that I want to talk about. Okay, so I feel like there's also just like a huge umbrella of things that fall under the word podcast. But like, I don't want to talk about the podcast that most people want to talk about.
Oh, yeah, because everyone wants to talk about the murder podcasts.
Well, okay, I want to talk about my favorite murder, but nobody listens to that one.
Are you kidding me? I feel like every single time somebody finds out I'm a podcaster, they're like, "Oh, do you listen to My Favorite Murder?" And I just have to be
I
like,
mean.
"I'm just not into the murder ones, you guys. I'm sorry."
Oh, like, okay, so I know some people who listen to it, but like largely the people who I know and meet do not listen to My Favorite Murder. And I'm like, I'm almost done with their book right now. Like, I want to talk about it, but I got no one. And then I want, like, but even more than that, I want to talk about Comedy Bang Bang. And I want to talk about Lauren Lapkus and Paul F. Tompkins and Scott Aukerman and Jason Mantzoukas. And like, you know, those are just things that nobody gets. Like, nobody would know what I'm talking about.
Except that there are like they have like millions of listeners, don't they?
Yeah,
So
but
like
I
there
don't
are
know any of
millions of
them.
people who are out
I mean,
there.
okay, like Joey listens to that stuff, but he's, I think he might be caught up. He's always behind on Comedy Bang Bang. I have one Comedy Bang Bang friend that I can like trust that if I text him, you know, by Thursday and talk about the Comedy Bang Bang for Monday, he will know what I am talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one more. Okay, I have one more who just started listening, and that's good. And she lives locally. Like she lives where I live during the year, so like we can talk about that, and that's cool. But she doesn't have like the whole like years of back catalog in her brain yet. It's like no, it sounds stupid. And like that's it, man. Like that's all I want to talk about.
I think that's only two topics. You did circus and party
I
weirdness.
know because when I first started the list, I was gonna break down my podcasts, and I
Oh.
didn't, and they all just got lumped into
Oh, okay,
podcast.
gotcha.
But it's
Yeah.
like it's very specific podcasts that are like, I can't just walk up to a normal person. They don't listen to those. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Surely there must be a third topic.
I'm sure
David
that there
Lynch.
is. Yeah.
Like I want to talk about David Lynch and like indie
Ooh, I
movies,
have
I
been
guess.
watching Twin Peaks,
I know you
which is
have. You're at
not
like
all
the
I want to talk
shitty
about.
part right now.
Yeah, I took like a couple weeks off because my brain was tired and I couldn't follow along. And it's taken me several times to watch one episode. But it's been fun. It's been good. Anyway, you asked if I had three. Like plants and flowers is like a general blanket term. I do want to yell at you about how the trees talk to each other, because they do, and tell you all about like different kinds of tulips. What else? Death always comes up, which, is inherently linked with that first topic, of course. And of course, people don't talk about it, so I'm like, let's talk about
Why
it.
don't you like murder podcasts then? Or like, why don't you
Murder
like
just
My
bums me
Favorite
out.
Murder? Because it's not like other murder podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know. I have only listened to a couple episodes. It's just like not I just don't want to put more murder in my brain. Like, people die from all sorts of things.
Yeah,
why
of
do we have to think about murder all the time, you know? And I think that, like, people are disproportionately focused on murder as a source of like, death.
Well, they talk about, because they both, like, kind of have their reasons why they are that way, and they do talk about why they are that way.
Right. What a third thing. The third thing, probably just movies.
Yeah, I could talk. Maybe that's my
third.
But
I'm, a lot of weird movies.
Yeah, like, I'm so behind on my weird movies, though. Like, I used to be really good at it, and I'm just not really anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about The Good Place for a while, though. I know that's
there's a third thing.
Have I tried to talk you into my favorite murder?
Probably.
Because what my favorite murder is really actually a podcast about friendship and therapy.
Oh, well, when you put it that way,
friendship. Yes, like, it's about murders, and, like, that's what they, because that's what they first bonded over, and that's why the podcast exists. But, like, that's not the appeal when you're listening to it.
Right. All right. Well, I'll give it another try.
It did take me 2 tries. I didn't get it at first. But once I got it, I was like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's, like, one of the most, like, empowering, like, female things that I listen to.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like, Baby Geniuses.
You yawned while you said that.
You were like, when I said, oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. What I was about to say is that Baby Geniuses is one of my favorite podcasts. And when I try to explain that to people, I hear myself and I'm like, you're sounding like a really weird person right now.
I think anytime anyone tries to explain a podcast to someone, they just shouldn't.
Yeah, you know, that's a good
it never,
that's a good policy.
No.
It's like trying to explain something you saw on Twitter to a person who doesn't use Twitter. It's just like, you're just outing yourself as like, I have a sad life where I spend a lot of time on this stupid website where everyone hates each other. But I did see this one funny thing.
Okay, well, we didn't, was that 3 things? Did you do 3? Yeah, you did.
What? Yeah. Plants. Death.
Death and movies.
And movies. Yeah, that sounds right.
We did not do our camp tropes.
No, not
for
yet.
For meatballs.
Yeah.
Should we do our camp tropes for meatballs?
Sure. I would say that that there's a fourth thing that's always lurking under the surface I want to scream at people about, which is just the ongoing absolute dumpster fire that is the Trump administration. And
you
want to
talk about it, though?
It's because, like, people aren't, like, in polite conversation aren't talking about it, and I just have such a hard time being like, okay, but, like, there's kids in concentration camps right now,
I just assume, though, like, that everyone agrees, though.
No,
I mean, like, the people
don't.
I know, like, I know that everyone doesn't agree, but I assume if I am bothering to talk to someone, it's like, we don't have to have that conversation, we agree about that.
Yeah, no, I had to keep that in this whole weekend, and it was really hard.
Gross.
Not that, like, necessarily everyone doesn't think that that's true, but, like, you know, I just, there were just some conversations that I had where it was like, I just feel like that is always seething right underneath the surface where I just want to freak out about everything. And, like, at any moment, I'm going to open my mouth and snakes are going to come out, you know? Back to that. But anyway, okay, sorry, distracted. What were we going to do? Oh, camp tropes.
Camp tropes. Okay, so meatballs. Smoking?
Yes.
Anger. But different than we've seen before.
But I can't remember any of, like, the actual angry parts of meatballs, but I'm sure that they were there.
I mean, like, I'm just even thinking of, like, the sexually aggressive anger. Like,
yep, fair.
Do you know what I mean?
Market.
Like, it's not the same kind of anger as, like, in sleepaway camp, where they're just, like, hitting campers all the time for no reason, but...
Oh, no.
Homophobia?
Hang on. Okay. Collins.
She broke one of the columns. She fixed it.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to say yes, but I can't think of any blatant examples.
I can't either, other than that woman who I swear was a lesbian.
Wait, let me see if I wrote...
Bill Murray. That's homophobic.
On your part?
No, just on the movie's what? Part.
Why?
Well, because why can't she just not be into Bill Murray? Anyway, let's not dwell on that.
Okay. Okay, I didn't write anything about homophobia, but you know what? It was 1980. It was there. Canoe tip.
I feel like that definitely happened.
I don't remember it happening. Mm. I don't think it happened. The nerd kid did drop his paddle because of a hot girl, but the canoe did not tip. But
I
so that
Googled.
Means there. There was a canoe trip.
A canoe tip and meatballs.
Why would that be on the internet?
I don't know. Maybe somebody had already done this.
Maybe it's a YouTube clip.
Yeah, it's not.
God, I love the idea that somebody else has done this. Hiking? Yes, because they went camping and they hiked there.
Hang on. A clip from Jersey Shore called Sunken Meatballs. Dina and Snooki have a hard time steering their boat in the windy sea. It's not loading, but you better believe I'm going to watch that later. Okay. I love Jersey Shore.
I like Sammy.
What?
Jersey Shore. I think she's...
She's horrible.
They're all horrible. They're all horrible.
Yeah, but she's horrible in a way that's not at all redeeming.
No, but sometimes she's also like a badass who just like says what she's thinking, and it's really cool. At least that's what I remember thinking 10 years ago.
Okay, but you would watch it now and be like, what the actual fuck does she see
but
in
you
Ronnie?
Would...
Why
oh
are they
God,
together?
Obviously.
He is abusive. This is abuse.
Obviously.
Why
but
is
stay
she
together,
there?
So... What? Okay, ready?
Anyway.
Camp out, yes. Bonfire, mm-hmm. yes. New York accent? I'm gonna say
I don't
no.
Think so.
Parent
visit, yes, because they shot that on the actual parent visit day
they visited,
at the camp.
Those parents visited camp? I don't remember that part.
I don't know if we actually interacted with any of the parents, but it was a visitation day. Maybe
oh,
that
because
kids,
his dad didn't come.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Play musical? No. Guitar? No.
Yeah, because they sang a song around the campfire.
It doesn't mean there was a guitar. That means they
but
sang
I
a song
like
around the campfire.
But I feel like there was a guitar.
Are you planting a guitar where there wasn't one because they were singing?
I mean, it's entirely possible, but I would
wait,
err.
I can look.
I would err on the side of the guitar. Are you going to Google, is there
no,
a guitar?
No, I'm just
going
to scroll through the movie. But you should Google that. Google is there a guitar in Meatballs and see what you get. Because look
see
at the gold you got last
another
time.
Jersey Shore clip. Is there a guitar?
I hope they're all Jersey Shore clips.
Party's here.
Watch again. Okay, I'm going to scroll.
Spaghetti with meatballs, Wikipedia. Spaghetti Western and meatballs.
If you type in
Wikipedia.
Meatballs, it's just so many meatballs recipes.
Yeah.
Okay. Spaz.
Instruments
okay,
and
I
equipment.
Found
Eddie Spaghetti and the meatballs. Seems to be a band called Eddie Spaghetti and
Eddie's,
the meatballs.
That's cute. I found the nerd's name is Spaz because I've now fast forwarded to the scene of him carrying the cups. And my subtitles are on.
How to make perfect meatballs.
Before this.
Back to basics. Life and style. From The Guardian. Soccer, baseball. Hey! The American women won the World Cup.
I know!
That rolls.
Now at maybe least. They'll get paid.
LOL. I mean, we'll see.
Okay. Camp, looking at the campfire.
I ate a lot of red, white, and blue cake to celebrate, and then I ate
ooh.
More cake.
Ooh, your cake
said that it
blue.
Was celebratory cake.
There is no guitar at this campfire.
All right. Then I was wrong.
I don't know if that's where they sang, wasn't it?
Inappropriate adult camper relationship. I'm going to go ahead and say that actually the relationship that Bill Murray had with that child was a little inappropriate.
Yeah, because they were always alone together, and you're not supposed to do even just that. Oh, I'm remembering another really nice moment while I'm scrolling through this. The part where the nerd was, like, talking to a pretty girl, and he was like, how many guys have you kissed? And she was like, two. And she's like, but one of them was a jerk. And he's like, the jerk, like, how did he do it? And he's like, you know, did he ask or did he just do it? And she was like, he just did it.
They, like, have a conversation about consent.
That was, like, I really liked that.
And it was shortly after the attempted rape. It was almost like the movie was trying to comment on it, but didn't actually.
Apologize for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, like, I liked that. And it was, like, maybe he learned something.
Yeah.
Because he didn't try to kiss her. Anyway, okay. No guitar. Yes, inappropriate relationship. Age-appropriate fucking, obviously. Substance use? I don't think so.
I feel like they might have drank some beers at the camp out.
Okay.
But nothing egregious.
Yeah, nothing like, should you be doing that at camp? Surprise luggage. Oh, here's what I learned about luggage. Mm-hmm. It gets shipped first. At least at the fancy camps.
Yeah.
And then they set it all up for you exactly how you want. At the fancy camp, anyway.
That's a little much.
Yeah. We did not do that at my camp. We just brought our shit in a trunk.
Oh, okay.
Food fight? No. Although the kid... I'm going back to surprise luggage for a second because this was a note that I made. Was that the kid who... The weirdo kid hanging out with Bill Murray, who I'm sure had a name. I don't know what it is. He brought a suitcase and nobody else did. Like, he arrived with a suitcase.
Oh, yeah, I did. In my brain, I was like, does this constitute surprise luggage? Yeah. ? But I didn't write it down.
Mean girl energy? No, I didn't think so in this. There were no Judys.
If there was, it wasn't like... I feel like there might have been, like, a little bit just in, like, the little bits of, like, camp scenes around, but nothing, I mean, obviously nothing that would hold a candle to Judy.
No, okay, so no. Babies who think they're grown-ups.
I don't know.
Not so much.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay. Camp hair, obviously. Someone gets thrown in the water.
I'm pretty sure that happens.
I want to say yes, but I don't
remember
it happening.
But there's just like a lot of general fuckery in this movie.
Yeah, and a lot of like slapstick. Like, I like at the end when they left Morty.
Oh, on the lake.
He was just like in the middle of the lake. Someone gets murdered? No. Where are the adults? No. Where are the kids? Yes. And we also added Where Are the Kids, and we also added Fat Phobia, yes.
And there were a bunch that, like, we've been messaging, like, oh, that's probably a thing, but I don't think either of us wrote them down.
Oh, there were more?
On the thing. I think so. I'm going to go back and look at our messages. Oh, Fancy Kid at Camp. Fancy Kid Goes to Camp. Was one of them, which is definitely in Little Darlings, at least. And was maybe... I feel like the outcast kid in this is maybe a fancy kid.
No, I don't think he's a fancy kid. I think he's... No. No, none of these kids were fancy kids. That was, like, the joke, was this is, like, the poor camp, and then there was, like, the fancy camp.
Yeah. Well, fancy kids in general could maybe be one.
Fancy kids. Okay. I'm gonna call that rich kids.
Yeah, that's a word that
there weren't
use.
Rich kids in there weren't rich kids in sleepaway camp, were there?
I don't think so.
So Little Darlings, yes. And this movie, yes, because the rich kid camp came they had a competition with the rich kid camp. Okay. That's it. Camp tropes. We added three more. This list is going to be a zillion things long by the time we're done with this.
There were more, but I don't... I'm too tired to go through. So
that's enough additions for today. That's good. Have you been watching Stranger Things?
No, I never got through the first season.
What? Did you not like it?
Yeah, it didn't click with me.
Great, never mind then.
Sorry, I've just been watching a lot of The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, and a lot of movies, but most of them were not great. Oh, I did see Skate Kitchen. Have you seen that yet?
No, but I did want to.
Oh, it is so good.
Is it streaming anywhere now?
It's on Hulu.
Okay,
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah. It was excellent. I think that's the only thing that. Oh, I watched Point Break. Because
The old
we
one?
talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that recently.
For the first time?
I think so. Yeah, and it's
Oh,
wonderful, and I loved it so much. What an exhilarating film. Catherine Bigelow is a
I
genius.
know, I
What a
kind of want to watch it
visionary.
again.
You should.
I haven't seen it in a long time, and it's so good.
And I mean, just Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze are just so wet the whole movie.
Dream team.
Absolute dream team. Yeah. Real delight.
Yeah, that's a good one. I
Oh
finished Legion.
yeah.
Or I caught up to Legion. Which I've, like, I know you don't watch, but I've been telling you about because if nothing else, you would just love the costume design.
Yeah. Which is.
It just keeps getting better and better.
That is tempting. What even is that show about? I have no
Legion?
idea. The
It's
only
a.
thing that I know is that Dan Stevens is in it. Lord
Yes.
Hottie
He's
Pants.
great. I mean, everybody's great in it. It's also like not hot Dan Stevens. He's one of those actors that I feel like we've talked about this before, that
Yeah, we
like there's
definitely
two
have.
of them. Dan Stevens and Jamie. Oh my God, what's his last name? He was in 50 Shades of Grey. He was in The Fall.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. They like can either be like so hot or just like not at all. Like I've never seen other male actors just like really be able to swing either way. I think Dan Stevens is one of them. But
Because
it's
sometimes like his face gets all bloated. I don't know.
I
It's
don't
like
think
not a
that's
good
why.
look
I
for
don't
him.
know. I can't
No.
explain. I don't know. I can't explain why I
There
think it
was a
happens.
time that while he was on Downton Abbey that I was like, he's not looking
Oh,
so good.
huh.
Yeah.
Legion is an X-Men
Oh, I don't think I realized that.
thing, but it's not like I don't care for most superhero things. There are some that I've seen that I like, but it's not. It's like how they should be done, or
Yeah.
like it strays so far from how I've ever seen another one done that I'm like, this is what this could be if we could just like open our minds and like be a little creative instead of just making every one of them kind of the same. Like it's just, it's incredible. It's like really surreal and weird and just awesome. So
All of these are
Legion.
things that I like.
Yeah, so he plays. Oh, and it has another thing that you will like. So he plays a character who is perhaps the most powerful X-Man ever, but for most of his life was diagnosed as schizophrenic. It was instead diagnosed as a mental illness because he had another mutant living in his head. When he was a baby, another mutant had implanted itself in him. And so the first season was just like them being like, actually, you're not schizophrenic. You're a super powerful mutant. And also, we have to take care of this. But then the question remains, like, after they remove that mutant, which they do, is like, is he still mentally ill? So like it's really also a show about mental illness.
Oh, I don't know. That actually that
It's
swings me back in the other direction
Oh,
because it
really?
sounds like it would actually be very difficult for me to watch. Yeah.
It's really interesting. Again, I've just like never really seen another thing like it, and it also
Yeah.
kind of, and I think, I mean, I like the X-Men are more appealing to me than a lot of other kind of superhero
Yeah,
comic
same.
book
And
things.
speaking as a mutant myself,
Right.
yeah, I am predisposed to like them more than the
Yeah,
other
it's like
ones.
there's just so much more there. There's so much more
Yeah.
potential for stuff. And like mental health stuff, because so many of them have powers or like not powers, like things that actually make their lives really hard.
Yeah.
That they're just born with. And so that part of it like remains really interesting in this show and is also like really built on in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds very interesting. It also sounds like something I would have to like take very slowly. Like I wouldn't be able to watch 1,000 episodes back to
Yeah.
back because it would just be like too upsetting.
Yeah. It's and Aubrey Plaza's in it and she is incredible and so hot. Like I'm not attract like I like men primarily, but like oh my God, in this show she's so hot. yeah, it's pretty great.
Get to it eventually someday. I don't know, really kind of stuck in this Twin Peaks rut, but
Yeah.
it'll get better, right? I'm like
Yeah.
halfway through
No,
the
no, no.
second
Like,
season.
that's it's so bad there. It
Okay.
really doesn't get good again. But like, the last episode is really good. So, because I think David Lynch came back for the last episode.
Oh, I didn't realize that he had not
Oh, that's why it got
done part
bad.
of it.
Because he left.
Oh,
He left at
okay.
the part where you're at.
Yeah.
There was, I don't even remember why, there was some kind of disagreement and he peaced out. So it fell apart.
That makes sense.
And then I think that's also part of why Fire Walk With Me, the Twin Peaks movie, got made. Because, like, he did that also afterwards as a prequel. But it was,
Right.
like, his, way of being like, no, I'm not done with this story. And then, the third season that came out last year was, like, him being like, no, I'm not done with this story.
Yeah.
I think he's done now.
Interesting.
But
It's
the.
I people get really well, I think Twin Peaks is it's kind of a singular thing, but like with like the Star Wars movies, especially like with George Lucas like going back and fucking around with it, like it makes people really upset, but I actually like completely as a painter completely understand that impulse to like go back and try again and like in the process accidentally really fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean, I see that like even in like if I try to make a circus act, it's like you're never done with
Yeah.
it. And at a certain point, you just have to be like, "Okay,
Yeah, I
I'm
mean
done."
that's
Even though
yeah.
you never will
That's
be.
exactly how
Yeah.
painting is. It's like eventually you just have to put it on a wall and be like, "I guess I'm done." I don't know.
Because otherwise you'll ruin it and you'll also like ruin
Yep.
yourself on the way.
Yep.
But I don't know. No, I'm glad that he made the third season. I liked it.
Cool. Well, I have that to look forward to.
And it was also like you like fall in love with all these weirdo characters
Yeah.
and even just like the actors, a lot of them never did anything again. Or nothing of note. They're not really still. So
Yeah,
even
I was
just to
just
see
looking
them all
through the.
together again is like just like feels good in your heart,
Yeah, like the sheriff hasn't acted much.
He's died.
Or. Oh, that's
Harry
sad.
Truman.
Yeah.
He di I don't think he was in the new one. I think he's dead.
Oh, or like Officer Andy, who I'm
Yeah, like he
extremely in
didn't
love
really
with
do any.
now.
Lucy too.
Yeah, I love them both so
Oh
much.
my God, you know who
Or
plays their
Nadine. I'm
s
obsessed with Nadine, by the way. It might be her for
Yeah.
Halloween.
Do you know who plays Andy and Lucy's son in the new one?
Who?
Michael Cera.
Oh,
He's
interesting.
only in one episode, but it was like pretty. It was pretty good casting,
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, he's a w he vibrates at a weird frequency.
Yeah. As do they. Yeah, and like, the guy who played Bobby and James, like, they never really did anything again. Even Laura Palmer never did anything again.
Yeah.
And Audrey. I guess, like, who went, who did stuff? Like, Donna.
Yeah.
Sherilyn, not Sherilyn Fenn, that's Audrey.
Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yeah, Laura Flynn Boyle was in stuff still. That's kind of it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Kyle
Oh,
MacLachlan, I guess. Duh.
you know who showed up in an episode that I was watching today? Molly Shannon, a very
Really?
young Molly Shannon. Yeah, she plays like a social worker, a caseworker for the little boy that Andy and the other guy who's competing for what's her
Dick
face's.
Tremaine.
Yeah, Andy and Dick have been like hanging out with the little boy. She's his caseworker. And I was like, is that Molly Shannon? And I like it looked enough not like her that it could have not been her, but it was her.
Are
I was
you at the
surprised.
Heather Graham part yet?
Oh no, I didn't know she would be
Heather Graham
showing
shows
up.
up
Yeah,
eventually,
no, I'm
like.
just at the Lady Duchovny part.
Oh yeah, he's so good.
He's what a lovely lady.
Who else? I feel like there's like one other famous person who shows up, and you're like, oh. I can't think of who.
Oh, what's her name? That was the mom in Carrie. She plays the really unhinged lady that like is the sister of the guy that owned the sawmill.
Yes. Cannot think of her name.
I don't know if
Catherine
she's
is
done
her
like a
name.
ton after that, but she had a very illustrious career up to then, I think.
Yes, she did. We've talked about her before.
Yeah.
I feel bad that I can't think of her name.
All right. Well.
David Bowie's in the Fire Walk With Me movie real fast.
Oh, that's cool. I love the music on Twin Peaks. Yeah.
It's the
And
same,
it
he
just.
works with the same composer, almost for every movie.
Oh,
David
interesting. I
Lynch
did not know
does.
that. That makes a lot of sense. I love how I wasn't expecting there to be as much goofiness as there
It's
is.
so soapy and ridiculous. That's part of why it's good.
But not just soapy, just like downright kooky. And I just really enjoy
Well,
those
it
aspects
gets.
of it.
I mean, that's part of my problem with season two is like,
No, but it's been
it's
kooky from the beginning.
yeah, but it starts to go too far and just be like dumb. It's like
Yeah.
David Lynch knows how to limit it and where to use it, and then it just
Yeah.
like it lost that.
Yeah, he deploys it really expertly, I think, in the first season, where it is this like weird balance of like noir and then these like moments of just absolute kookiness, and then like with this bizarro score, I really enjoyed the first season a lot. And it's like a nice kind of like self-contained. If it had ended there, it would have been
Yeah.
fine.
Well, it's like it's I part of the reason I like it is 'cause I like to go back and just like watch the first season over and over again. It's like a nice thing to go back to. And yeah, maybe it could have ended there. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm still 100% convinced that there is cocaine in the pie, and you cannot convince me
There's not
otherwise.
cocaine in the pie.
There's definitely
It's
cocaine
not
in the pie.
cocaine. Then what's with the
Why?
coffee?
Maybe the coffee
You
is
think
just really
Norma would
good.
put cocaine in that pie?
You know, like for enough people to be like, this is the best
No.
pie I've ever eaten in my whole
No, it's
life.
just good
This is so
pie.
good pie. No, there's definitely cocaine in
There
it.
is not
She might not be
cocaine
putting
in the
the cocaine in
pie.
there, but somebody's putting cocaine in the
Nobody who
pie.
works there, Shelly's not putting cocaine in the pie.
You don't know that.
Nuh-uh. No, it's
What if
rep.
they, so like a very common ingredient in cherry pie is like some sort of starch that will like thicken the goo, right? Corn starch, arrowroot starch. What if somebody replaced the starch with cocaine?
No, you can't. First of all, you can't eat that much of cocaine. Second of all, wait, what even happens if you eat cocaine?
I actually don't know. At
Ask
least
the
some of
internet
it
that
would like
one.
be absorbed through like your mucous membranes in your mouth, but I don't know like how it goes through your digestive system, like if your liver would process it or if you would just shit it out. Not sure. Don't know.
Gonna
I
Google
know that
it.
if you eat like bags of cocaine as you're trying to smuggle them and they explode when they're inside of
Well,
you
then you
can
just
die,
die.
but that's a different situation.
Because most drugs, you can't just eat them like how they are, right? And be like, oh,
It
that's the same.
depends. Yeah, like well, like with cannabis, you need to like
You have to do stuff
render.
to it. You
Yeah,
can't
you have
just
to
eat
render out the
leaves.
THC and
Yeah.
like it's like a chemical process that needs to happen so that your liver can process it. So yeah, I don't know, but like you can definitely put cocaine in your mouth. That's for sure.
Okay, this is on Reddit and it's just the first thing, so there's no science here. But this person says, Coke is about one third as effective if you eat it, maybe less. You'll get similar effects just over a longer period of time and not as strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. So maybe there's cocaine in the pie.
There's not cocaine in the pie. Get out of here.
All right. Did you want to cover anything else this evening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Then we'll be back next month? No, this is a new month. We're in July now. We'll be back next time in 2 weeks. We're going to do Friday the 13th?
Are we? Is it time?
I hope so.
Okay. I feel like it's either going to be that or a combo heavyweights Camp Nowhere. Mm. Oh man, Noah's funny.
What?
I was watching Stranger Things, and one of the kids had gone to a camp, a science camp, and he came back, and he had a shirt from his camp that said Camp Nowhere, like K-N-O-W, because it was a science camp.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute.
That is cute. I've seen pictures of Eleven in what I thought was just a very brightly patterned collared shirt that I later learned is actually a romper, and I'm going to need one.
I thought it was a dress.
See? Who even knows?
I might not be thinking of the same thing even.
Just a variety of different potential garments. Summer time. So Jordan, if people wanted to find you, where should they look?
I'm on Instagram at JordoPC.
And our show is on Instagram at WistfulPod, even though I have not updated it in quite a while. I am on Instagram at Bimps, BIMPSE. And is there like a special way that people say goodbye at camp or some sort of farewell?
I don't know. I haven't left yet.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just thought maybe there would be some sort of like weird camp language.
No, not that I've found yet. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Didn't find it yet. Maybe it'll be in one of our movies.
Maybe. Find out next time. Unwistful thinking. Bye.
Bye.